I had to learn how to use it.
It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. My name is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. It's Psalms Wednesday, and we'll read chapter 119. Do you know what makes this chapter unique? You'll find out in just a minute. We'll also have an essential segment and praise reports and prayer requests. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end of the show. This show is late getting out. Leanne and I went out today and picked up some of my sister-in-law Lisa's accounts and took care of them. And, I'm normally supposed to release this show at 10 p.m. my time, and it's 10 minutes to 10 right now, so long day. Sorry about getting it out late. I hope you're not one of the first ones to pick it up and ended up being disappointed. But it is what it is. Got to do what you got to do. Before we begin, let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you and we thank you for our time together. I thank you, God, that you love us and that you chose us even from the foundation of the world. Thank you, Father, for giving us the faith to believe. And now as we read, I pray that you would bless our time of reading, and I pray that you would teach us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, are you ready? Let's begin. We don't know who the author of Psalm 119 is, but we do know that it's another acrostic. There's 22 sections of 8 verses each in this psalm, and each section is assigned one of the 22 Hebrew letters in succession, with each verse in each section beginning with that letter. Psalm 119 is written to glorify God and His Word, and nearly every verse mentions Scripture in one way or another. The most common word used in 119 for the Scriptures is law, or in Hebrew, Torah. It appears 25 times, but there are other words used. There's the Hebrew word dabar, or debar, which is translated as word in English, and that appears 24 times. Judgments, or mishpatim, is used 23 times. Testimonies, in Hebrew, is used 23 times. Commandments is used 22 times. Statutes is used 21 times. Precepts, 21 times. And another form of the word, or imra, is used 19 times. Now, it's important to note that without exception, every mention of the Scripture is tied to its author, God. This psalm is not just a celebration of Scripture, but of God, the giver of Scripture. I like what Charles Spurgeon had to say about Psalm 119. He said, "This wonderful psalm, from its great length, helps us to wonder at the immensity of Scripture. From its keeping to one subject, it helps us to adore the unity of Scripture, for it is but one. Yet, from the many turns it gives to the same thought, it helps you to see the variety of Scripture. Some have said that in it there is an absence of variety, but that is merely the observation of those who have not studied it. I have weighed each word and looked at each syllable with lengthened meditation. And I bear witness that this sacred song has no tautology in it, but is charmingly varied from beginning to end. Its variety is that of a kaleidoscope. From a few objects, a boundless variation is produced. In the kaleidoscope, you look once, and there's a strangely beautiful form. You shift the glass a very little, and another shape, equally delicate and beautiful, is before your eyes. So it is here." That was good, huh? Charles Bridges said, "Luther professed that he prized this psalm so highly that he would not take the whole world in exchange for one leaf of it." So, enough introduction. Let's read Psalm 119.
Psalms chapter 119. Happy are those whose way is without blame, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep His law and look for Him with all their heart. They also do not sin, but walk in His ways. You have set down laws that we should always obey. Oh, that my ways may always be in keeping with your law. Then I will not be put to shame when I respect your word. I will praise you with a heart that is right when I learn how right you judge. I will obey your law. Do not leave me all alone. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living in your word. I have looked for you with all my heart. Do not let me turn from your law. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Great and honored are you, O Lord. Teach me your law. I have told with my lips of all the laws of your mouth. I have found as much joy in following your law as one finds in much riches. I will think about your law and have respect for your ways. I will be glad in your law. I will not forget your word. Do good to your servant so I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes so that I may see great things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your word from me. My soul is crushed with a desire for your law at all times. You speak sharp words to the proud, the hated ones, because they turn from your word. Take away shame and bad feelings from me, for I have kept your law. Even if rulers sit together and speak against me, your servant thinks about your law. Your law is my joy, and it tells me what to do. My soul is laid in the dust. Give me new life because of your word. I have told about my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your law. Make me understand the way of your law, so I will talk about your great works. My soul cries because of sorrow. Give me strength because of your word. Take the false away from me. Show your loving favor by giving me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have set your law in front of me. I hold on to your law, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the way of your law, for you will give me a willing heart. O Lord, teach me the way of your law, and I will obey it to the end. Give me understanding. Then I will listen to your word and obey it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your word, for I find joy in it. Turn my heart toward your law, so I will not earn money in a wrong way. Turn my eyes away from things that have no worth, and give me new life because of your ways. Keep your promise to your servant, the promise you made to those who fear and worship you. Turn away the shame that I do not want to come to me, for your law is good. Oh, how I desire your law! Give me new life because of your right and good way. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord. May you save me, as your word says. Then I will have an answer for the one who puts me to shame, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth out of my mouth, for I hope in your law. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk as a free man, for I look for your law. I will speak of your law in front of kings, and I will not be ashamed. I will be glad in your law, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your word, which I love, and I will think about your law. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. Your word has given me new life. This is my comfort in my suffering. The proud always laugh at me, but I do not turn away from your law. I have remembered your law from a long time ago, O Lord, and I am comforted. Burning anger comes upon me because of the sinful who turn away from your law. Your laws are my songs in whatever house I stay. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I have kept your law. It has become my way to obey your law. The Lord is my share. I have promised to obey your word. I begged for your favor with all my heart. Show me your love because of your word. I thought about my ways and turned my steps to your law. I hurried and did not wait to obey your law. The ropes of the sinful are all around me, but I have not forgotten your law. I will rise late in the night to give thanks to you because your law is right and good. I am a friend to all who fear you and of those who keep your law. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your law. You have done good to your servant, O Lord, because of your word. Teach me what I should know to be right and fair, for I believe in your law. Before I suffered, I went the wrong way, but now I obey your word. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your law. The proud have put together a lie against me. I will keep your law with all my heart. Their heart is covered with fat, but I find joy in your law. It is good for me that I was troubled, so that I might learn your law. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and put me together. Give me an understanding to learn your law. May those who fear you see me and be glad, for I have put my hope in your word. O Lord, I know that what you decide is right and good. You punish me because you are faithful. May your loving kindness comfort me because of your promise to your servant. Let your loving pity come to me so I may live, for your law is my joy. May the proud be ashamed because they do wrong to me for no reason, but I will think about your law. May those who fear you and those who know your law turn to me. Let my heart be without blame in your law. Do not let me be put to shame. My soul becomes weak with desire for your saving power, but I have put hope in your word. My eyes become weak with desire for your word. I say, when will you comfort me? I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, but I do not forget your law. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish those who make it hard for me? The proud have dug deep holes for me. They do not obey your law. All of your word is faithful. Help me, for they have made it hard for me with a lie. They almost destroyed me on the earth, but I did not turn away from your law. Give me life again by your loving kindness, and I will keep the word of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word will never change in heaven. You are faithful to all people for all time. You have made the earth, and it stands. They stand today by your law, for all things serve you. I would have been lost in my troubles if your law had not been my joy. I will never forget your word, for by it you have given me new life. I am yours. Save me, for I have looked to your law. The sinful wait to destroy me, but I will think about your word. I have seen that all things have an end, even if they are perfect, but your word is without end. Oh, how I love your law! It is what I think about all through the day. Your word makes me wiser than those who hate me, for it is always with me. I have better understanding than all my teachers because I think about your law. I have a better understanding than those who are old because I obey your word. I have kept my feet from every sinful way so that I may keep your word. I have not turned away from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet is your word to my taste! It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. I get understanding from your law, and so I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have promised that I will keep your law, and I will add strength to this promise. I am in much suffering. O Lord, give me life again by your word. Take my willing gift of thanks, O Lord, and teach me your law. My life is always in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The sinful have set a trap for me, yet I have not turned from your law. I have been given your law forever. It is the joy of my heart. I have set my heart on obeying your law forever, even to the end. I hate those who have two ways of thinking, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my battle covering. I put my hope in your word. Go away from me, you who do wrong, so I may keep the word of my God. Hold me up by your word, and I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up so I will be safe, and I will always have respect for your law. You turn away from all those who turn from your law. They fool themselves with their own lying. You put away like waste all the sinful of the earth, so I love your law. My flesh shakes in fear of you, and I am afraid of how you may punish. I have done what is fair and right. Do not leave me to those who would make it hard for me. Promise that you will bring good to your servant. Do not let the proud make it hard for me. My eyes have become weak with desire for your saving power and for your word that is right and good. Act in your loving kindness toward your servant and teach me your laws. I am your servant. Give me understanding so I may know your law. It is time for you to work, Lord, for they have broken your law. I love your word more than gold, more than pure gold, and so I look upon all of your law as right. I hate every false way. Your laws are wonderful, and so I obey them. The opening of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the childlike. I opened my mouth wide, breathing with desire for your law. Turn to me and show me loving favor, as you always do to those who love your name. Set my steps in your word. Do not let sin rule over me. Set me free from the power of man, and I will obey your law. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your law. Tears flow from my eyes because of those who do not keep your law. You are right and good, O Lord, and your law is right. The law you have made is right and good and very faithful. I feel weak because those who hate me have forgotten your word. Your word is very pure, and your servant loves it. I am not important, and I am hated, but I do not forget your law. You are right forever, and your law is truth. Trouble and suffering have come upon me, yet your word is my joy. Your law is right forever. Give me understanding, and I will live. I cried with all my heart, "Answer me, O Lord, I will keep your law." I cried to you, "Save me, and I will keep your word." I rise before the morning comes and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes wait for the night hours, so I may think about your word. Hear my voice because of your loving kindness. O Lord, give me new life again because of your law. Those who follow sinful ways come near, but they are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all of your word is truth. I learned from your law long ago that you made it to last forever. Look upon my suffering and take me from it, for I do not forget your law. Stand by me and set me free. Give me life again because of your word. Your saving help is far from the sinful, for they do not look to your law. Your loving kindness is great, O Lord. Give me life again because of your law. There are many who hate me and make it hard for me, yet I do not turn from your law. I look with hate on those who cannot be trusted because they do not keep your word. Think about how I love your law. Give me life again, O Lord, because of your loving kindness. All of your word is truth, and every one of your laws, which are always right, will last forever. Rulers make it hard for me for no reason, but my heart honors your words with fear. I am made happy by your word, like one who finds great riches. I hate what is false, but I love your law. I praise you 7 times a day because your law is right. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing will cause them to be hurt in their spirit. I hope for your saving power, O Lord, and I follow your word. I obey your law, for I love it very much. I obey your word and laws, for you know all my ways. Let me come to you, O Lord. Give me understanding because of your word. Let my prayer come to you. Help me because of your word. May praise come from my lips, for you teach me your law. May my tongue sing about your word, for all of your word is right and good. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your law. I have much desire for your saving power, O Lord. Your law is my joy. Let me live so I may praise you, and let your law help me. I have gone from the way like a lost sheep. Look for your servant, for I do not forget your word.
Well, beloved, as I said in the introduction, the word for scripture that is used most in this psalm is Torah, which is rightly translated as law. But it's interesting that the second, perhaps more nuanced definition of Torah is direction. God's law is very accurately described by some as an owner's manual for us. Several years ago, the church where I was in charge of the tech used in the sanctuary for over 20 years did a complete remodel in the sanctuary. The whole undertaking took over a year, and part of the project was to upgrade the sound system, and since I was the tech guy, it was my job to recommend new equipment.
And once the new equipment arrived, I had to learn how to use it. Guess what was the first thing I looked for when I opened the boxes? Yeah, the owner's manual. I wanted to be sure we got the best sound out of the new hardware, and I wanted to be sure I didn't break anything. I wanted to use the equipment as it was made to be used. Well, God created us, and He knows how we best operate and how we can best reach our highest potential. And that's why His law was given to us. It was because of His great loving kindness. God didn't want us thrashing about trying to figure things out on our own. And this psalm is filled with praise to God for giving us directions for our life. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and for revealing yourself to us through your word.
If you have a question or a comment, I'll have information at the end of the show as to how you can get that question or comment to me. Tomorrow will be Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Proverbs 29 and 30. This is number 17 in our series on the essentials of the faith. In our last essential segment, we began looking at this statement. It is the privilege of all who are born again of the Spirit to be assured of their salvation from the very moment in which they trust Christ as their Savior. This assurance is not based upon any kind of human merit, but it is produced by the witness of the Holy Spirit, who confirms in the believer the testimony of God in His written word. Well, that's a lot of words, right? Last time I took some time to talk about the first of those two sentences. It is the privilege of all who are born again of the Spirit to be assured of their salvation from the very moment in which they trust Christ as their Savior. So what that says is, from the moment you place your faith in Jesus to save you from your sins, you have eternal life. And we looked at several scriptures to back that up. Today we'll tackle the second sentence, which is, this assurance is not based upon any kind of human merit, but is produced by the witness of the Holy Spirit, who confirms in the believer the testimony of God in His written word. Again, that's a lot of words, right? So let's dig in, let's kind of dissect it a little bit and see where we get. Let's start with, this assurance is not based upon any kind of human merit. So, in other words, we are not sure of our salvation because of anything that we have done. Remember, we did not earn salvation. It's the free gift of God, right? Okay, so let's continue the sentence. This assurance is not based upon any kind of human merit, but is produced by the witness of the Holy Spirit, who confirms in the believer the testimony of God in His written word. So, how does the Holy Spirit witness or tell anything to us? Here's the answer. Because the moment we become believers, He comes to live in us. And notice I didn't say it comes to live in us. He comes to live in us. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has a personality. He has thoughts. He has emotions. He's not a human. He's God. But He is not an it. Okay, so He witnesses to us because He lives in us. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Paul there is talking to the believers at Corinth. The believers all have the same Spirit. We have been baptized into one body by one Spirit. What I'm doing here is I'm establishing the fact that we have the Holy Spirit in us. Don't just take my word for it. Let's look at what the Word says. So number two, Romans 8:9 says, you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And Paul continues, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all. So, beloved, that's a pretty strong statement that if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit is in you. And then I love this one. Ephesians 1:13 and 14 says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of His glory. So, the Holy Spirit living in us is actually our seal, our guarantee that we belong to Jesus. Again, it said, when you believe, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Okay, so we've established that the Holy Spirit lives in every believer. Now what? What does He do? Why does He live in us?
Well, he has many roles, which I won't go into detail today, but generally they include these. He seals us, which we've already talked about. He helps us in our prayers. He intercedes for us. He renews us. He comforts us. He fills us with joy and peace. He gives us hope. He leads us into righteousness. He gives us spiritual gifts. And he helps us to understand God. 2 Corinthians 2:10 through 13 says, "These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." So the Holy Spirit teaches us how to understand God. So how cool is that? And now, so one more time, I'm going to read the complete statement to you. See if it makes more sense to you now than it did the first time you heard it. It is the privilege of all who have been born again of the Spirit to be assured of their salvation from the very moment in which they trust Christ as their Savior. This assurance is not based upon any kind of human merit, but is produced by the witness of the Holy Spirit, who confirms in the believer the testimony of God in his written word. So, does it make more sense now? I hope so. If not, let me know. And next week, we'll talk more about the Holy Spirit. I welcome your comments and your questions. Listen at the end of the show for how to contact me.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
Spring 714 Club.
Beloved, in case you haven't noticed, there is a spiritual battle raging around the world, but most definitely here in America. There are some great victories being won, and there are some defeats. Last weekend, about 4,500 people were baptized here in Southern California in a place called Pirates Cove in Newport Beach. If you saw the Jesus Revolution movie, this is where Greg Laurie was baptized 50 years ago. And it was Pastor Greg's church that held the baptism service this last weekend. I think this would be called an enormous spiritual victory, right? 4,500 baptisms. And the Jim Caviezel movie, The Sound of Freedom, about human trafficking, grossed over $80 million in its opening weekend this past weekend, blowing the doors off everyone's expectations. Another spiritual victory. But here in my state, something terribly evil just happened. I can't believe the politicians in our capital, Sacramento. The Assembly Public Safety Committee, can you believe the name of this committee? Listen to this. The Assembly Public Safety Committee blocked SB 14, which would have made human trafficking of a minor a serious felony here in California. Can you believe that? How evil can these people be? They blocked a bill which would have made human trafficking of a minor child a serious felony. Unbelievable. So, beloved, this is why we have the 714 Club. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Beloved, none of us are perfect. All of us have sin in our lives and we must pray and ask the Lord to forgive us. Now, as believers, we are forgiven. We are not in danger of losing our salvation. But at the same time, we must not be cavalier about our sin. We must be contrite before the Lord. And then, we should also pray for those in authority. Pray that they will seek the Lord and pray that those who are supporting evil will either repent or that they will be removed from their positions. We need to ask God to heal our land. And that's what the 714 Club is all about. Will you join those of us who have agreed to pray daily at 714 a.m. or p.m. or both and set an alarm on your device? Then go to 714club.org and you'll find a comment box at the bottom of the page. Put your name in there and I will add your name to the list. Now, there's no cost to joining the club other than the time that you'll spend in prayer to the Lord. Do it now, would you? 714club.org.
Praises and prayer requests. Well, guess what? There's nothing new for today. So let's just go to prayer. Our Heavenly Father, like the psalmist, we thank you for your word, which is rich with your wisdom and your love for us. And you show us something new each time we study. You draw us closer to you as you reveal more of yourself through your word, and we are compelled to worship you because of that. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. You are our God. And Father, I pray right now that you will bless the LifeSpring family today, Lord. Lead us, guide us, direct us, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, let me hear from you, okay? Send a boostergram with a modern podcast app or leave a voice message. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. If you're kicking yourself for not sending in that prayer request or praise report for today, there will be another opportunity on Sunday. So go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And if I said something today that you agree or disagree with, or if you have a question, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or just send an email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to today's artist, Jason Pascal, and also my gratitude to the rest of the team for everything they do to help me out. Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, and Sister Brittany. It was a lot of show today, wasn't it? Thanks for your time. See you tomorrow? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.